So I was watching a viral video of a dad's speech at his daughter's wedding, and I was so touched by his speech. It was something along the lines of, if you no longer love my daughter, give her back to me. Don't throw her away. And I was so touched by this message because I imagine that if my father were alive and I were to get married, he would say something like this. Undoubtedly, he would say something like this. But we grow in communities, as you know, where we're told, you've made your bed, now lie in it. And I want to talk about this very briefly today because I understand why parents say, if you've made your bed, lie in it. Because you want your children to have a measure of accountability and responsibility. And especially when it's your daughter who's gotten pregnant before she's got married, or if your child is marrying into a relationship you don't approve of, if you believe the relationship is going to be toxic or damaging, then you say, you've made your bed, now lie in it. So I understand where it's coming from. However, I believe that that sentence, you've made your bed, now lie in it, closes the door to your children coming back for help, or your children letting you know what's going on in their lives. It being Women's Month, we have a significant focus on domestic violence, gender-based violence, and women who are being abused and battered, women who are dying at the hands of their partners. And I think it's an important message to share with you. You've made your bed, now lie in it, closes the line of communication and disallows your children from calling you and saying, I'm in trouble. He's harming me. I'm afraid for my life. And I know parents mean well, so I'm not attacking you. But this message is to say, I think the message to give our children or to give your children is, call me if you're unhappy. It's okay if things don't work out. If he harms you, contact us. Come home. Come back. We're here for you. We're going to help you. Instead of, you've made your bed, now lie in it. Very curious to know what you think. Leave me a comment. My name is CJ Benjamin, always in the mood to make it right.